There's a new church here in the United States that's growing rapidly, the Redeemed Christian Church of God. This ambitious Nigerian denomination has established its North American headquarters in Texas. And as NPR's John Burnett reports, its goal is nothing less than becoming the next major global religion.
On a Sunday morning inside a storefront church in Austin called Salvation Center, the worship service exudes the unmistakable spirit of West Africa. The congregation is mostly from Nigeria because that's where this church originated. The message from the bald, heavy-lidded pastor, Doyin Oke, is one of prosperity through faith.
You will flourish. You'll be great.
Amen.
You'll be well.
Amen.
Whatever you touch shall prosper.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This church, located in a featureless office park in North Austin, is one of 758 congregations in North America of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. The style of worship is musical, energetic, and emotional.
Let me be at the right place at the right time this year, Lord. Cause me to be at the right place at the right time, O Lord.
This Pentecostal movement began 62 years ago in a Lagos shantytown and is currently led by a Nigerian mathematics professor turned preacher named Enoch Adeboye. The RCCG, as it's known, claims to have a presence in more than half the world's countries. Its lofty goal is to have a member of the church in every household in the world. The monthly Holy Ghost service in Lagos routinely draws 500,000 people, and it's said there's a church within 5 minutes walking distance from most Nigerians. In America, their goal is to have RCCG churches in every city, no more than 15 minutes drive from each other. They're currently adding about 100 new churches a year, according to James Fadelli. He's a former auto engineer who's chairman of RCCG's North American operations, located in farmland northeast of Dallas.
In North America, we say, yes, we are happy, but with my boss in Nigeria, 100 churches a year is just a child's play. What he expects from us is maybe like 1,000 churches a year. Then he will say, yes, you are doing a good job. But right now, he will always tell us that we can do better.
The Redeemed Christian Church of God has learned it's a lot easier to start churches in Nigeria than it is in America. First, there are not enough trained, qualified ministers. Then there's the expense of getting an American congregation to tithe enough to pay church expenses. And finally, Nigerians at home seem closer to God. Life is harder there. People pray over everything from a hospital stay to a traffic jam. James Fadelle says Africans in America are more comfortable.
What do I need God for? I wake up in the morning, ESPN is already broadcasting to me, you know, how my stock is doing, you know, is it going up or down? The road is good. You know, when I get inside my house, the heater is working. My children are well educated. They are doing very well. What do I need God for?
Though the number of non-African worshipers is growing, up to now the RCCG in America has largely depended on African immigrants to fill its seats on Sunday mornings. Worshipers like Polycarp Ahigbe, a 36-year-old Nigerian-born mortgage banker in Houston. For him, an African-style service makes him feel at home.
If I ask you to pray right now, for example, you're going to pray a prayer like this. Oh, Father, Lord, we want to give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, blah, blah, stuff like that. As quiet and simple as possible. But we Africans, we pray differently. You know, we yell a little bit, thank you, Jesus, Father, you know. Kind of like express it with all our life, with the zeal.
The long-term challenge is how to convert an immigrant church into an American church. But RCCG elders don't seem particularly worried. Again, Doyin Oke, the pastor of Salvation Center in Austin.
My goal is to have a vibrant, Bible, God-believing church. Whether it's American-flavored or Hispanic-flavored or African-flavored, as far as the people know who their God is.
History and experience favor the RCCG. There was a time, after all, when Lutherans and Episcopalians were immigrant churches in America. Philip Jenkins is a professor at the Institute for the Studies of Religion at Baylor University. He's followed the meteoric growth of the RCCG.
If you went to an Italian Catholic parish or Polish Catholic parish in 1900, you'd think, well, these people are never, ever going to assimilate. You know, I have good friends who are Mohawks who think all these churches are immigrant churches, you know.
The assimilation of the Redeemed Christian Church of God in America has begun. Sine Abrams is an African-American university administrator in Austin who grew up in the Methodist Church and now attends RCCG.
It wasn't the African culture necessarily that interests me. It may have been intriguing in the beginning, but it's because that they preach the Word of God.
It's anyone's guess if the RCCG will reach its goal of having churches 15 minutes away from each other, but there's no question this Nigerian denomination has arrived. Next summer, the Redeemed Christian Church of God is planning to hold a Holy Ghost service in Yankee Stadium. John Burnett, NPR News.